We've all been resolute in practicing generosity and keeping the moral precepts during the whole 3-month Rains retreat. Soon, in a few days, it will be the end of the retreat. This Dhamma practice depends on our determination or our establishing of truthfulness. If we don't establish our truthfulness, it's like whatever we do, we don't direct ourselves to achieve our aim. It's like someone who's shooting a target with a gun or a bow and arrow. If they don't shoot straight, then they won't hit their target. When we determine to practice generosity and keep morality, then we need to be resolute. If we aren't resolute, the mental defilements will come to trick us. Like if we determine to go to the monastery, and in the morning, when we wake, we feel tired, then the mental defilements tell us that we're too tired and we should rest. We can go next week. This is one example. Or if we're going to sit meditation, the mental defilements tell us to watch a movie or listen to some music first. This makes our spiritual growth decline. Satchaparami, or the perfection of truthfulness, is a very important quality and is one of the 10 spiritual perfections that the Buddha built to the fullest. The past life that the Buddha was building Satchaparami as a bodhisattva were many. But the most important one was the one he was born as Vidura the Wise. He lived in the city of Indapata of the Kuru kingdom, which would be close to current day Delhi. In this city of Indapata, the king was called Dhananjaya. The story begins with one ascetic who built Parami. He entered into the city and came to teach the people. There were 4 wealthy men who were friends and listened to the ascetic's teachings together. This ascetic taught the 4 wealthy men of different realms, the Dewa or the heavenly realm, the Naga or the realm of the serpent deities, and the Garuda or the realm of the bird deities, and royalty in the human realm. These wealthy men gained faith and determined to build merit through generosity, morality, and meditation. After their deaths, one was born as Saka, king of the Devas, one as king of the Garudas, one as king of the Nagas, and the other as prince of the king in the city of Indapata. This prince later became the king of Indapata, King Dhananjaya. In this city lived Vidura the Wise, who had great knowledge and the ability to speak and judge fairly. He was possessed of excellent mindfulness and wisdom. These 4 friends, who were reborn as kings of their different realms, came together in the human realm to keep the 8 higher moral precepts, and each were very strict in their practice. They each had the thought that their own morality was higher than their other friends. Saka, king of the Devas, said that his morality was purest because he had given up divine riches and enjoyments in the Tawatingsa heavenly realm to practice in the human realm. The king of the Nagas said his morality was purest because usually the Garuda is the sworn enemy and predator of the Nagas, but he can endure that and abandon hatred. The king of the Garudas said that his morality was purest because usually the Naga is the food of the Garudas, but he can endure the hunger. The king of the human said that his morality was the purest because he had given up royal possessions and objects of greed for the purpose of peace. They all argued on this for a long time, until they had the idea to go to let Vidura the Wise judge on this matter. Vidura the Wise asked them, "How did this argument arise? If they don't tell him their reasons, then he wouldn't be able to judge this matter." They told him about it, and Vidura made the decision that all 4 of their morality observances were equally pure, just like the spokes of a wheel all connected in the middle. When the 4 friends left, they had great admiration of the wisdom of Vidura the Wise, who could overcome their doubts and uncertainties justly. All 4 of them gave a gift of great value from their realm to Vidura the Wise. The Naga king, named Varuna, went back to his realm, and his queen Vimala asked where his jeweled ornament that he usually wore around his neck went. King Varuna explained that he had given it as a gift to Vidura the wise, who had the sweet speech of Dhamma and possessed great mindfulness and wisdom. Vidura's words had entered his heart, and he explained that it wasn't just him who had given valuables as gifts to Vidura. King Saka, king of the Garudas, and the king of Indapata also gave gifts as homage to the Dhamma that they all received. Queen Vimala asked him, "How is Vidura the wise's speech sweet and full of Dhamma?" The king replied that he was able to speak the Dhamma that entered into his heart, and it felt so sweet and was able to bring up understanding and truth in that Dhamma teaching. The queen had the desire to hear the teachings of Vidura the wise. She came up with a plan to pretend to be sick. When the king visited, he asked how she could overcome her sickness. She said that she needed the heart of Vidura the wise to be cured. The king was distraught because he knew that Vidura was much loved by the king of Indapata and his people. There would be unlikely anyone who could grab Vidura's heart. The queen pretended to be sick, and the king Naga Varuna was extremely worried. The Naga king's daughter, Irandati, was very worried after hearing the story from her father. She promised to help get Vidura's heart to give to her mother. Irandati dressed and adorned herself and gave out a call that she would marry whoever could get Vidura's heart. Now, Punaka, a Yaka demon general who was the nephew of King Vesavana, the king of the Yakas, he went to the Naga princess Irandati, and she told him if he could get Vidura's heart, then she would marry him. Punaka was determined to marry Irandati. Punaka knew the weakness of King Dhananjaya, which was gambling. So Punaka went to the king in order to gamble with him and to win Vidura the wise. Punaka took a very exceptional gem that was the sole wealth of a universal monarch and a unique magical horse. The king Dhananjaya desired these items and agreed to gamble for them. If he lost, his price would be any of his possessions except for himself or his wife. King Dhananjaya lost in gambling dice, and Punaka demanded to take only Vidura the wise. King Dhananjaya was shocked because he loved Vidura as much as himself, and they argued for a long time over this. So they called Vidura the wise to come and decide on the matter. Punaka asked Vidura the wise whether he was a slave of the king or a relation or superior to the king. Vidura said that he must speak the truth and always be in line with the Dhamma and should not evade the truth. Sweet speech will have great value when it is imbued with Dhamma. Vidura answered, "I am the slave of the king. Whatever he decides, I will follow. Even if he was a prize of a gamble, he would agree." King Dhananjaya heard this and was distraught, but couldn't do anything but let Punaka take Vidura. Vidura asked permission from Punaka to go back home to teach his wife and children for 3 days. Punaka gave permission because he knew Vidura was a person who was truthful. Vidura taught his wife and children that if the king ever asked what had their father taught them, then they should salute him and sit in the same position as he did, as a slave to the king. Vidura taught them on how to gain fame and live in the royal residence of the king. He taught them to have virtue, wisdom, and purity, to be dutiful, diligent, and respectful, and to never consider themselves an equal to the king, whether as friends, enjoying pleasures, clothing, in seating, or in possessions. When he finished speaking, he left with Punaka. During this journey, Punaka tried to find different external methods to kill Vidura so that he could take his heart and travel easier. Due to Vidura's fearlessness, he couldn't achieve it. Vidura asked why Punaka wanted to kill him. Punaka replied that he wanted to marry Irandati, the Naga princess. Vidura taught him the Dhamma of being a virtuous man, that one should follow customs by looking after strangers. One shouldn't have any evil towards those that have been a helpful friend. one shouldn't go into a dwelling of an immoral woman. Punaka listened and felt remorse in his actions. He decided to free Vidura and gave up his desire to marry the Naga princess and would take him back to his home. But Vidura asked him to take him to the Naga realm. "I am not afraid of danger. I have never done any evil, so I'm not afraid of approaching death." So Punaka took him to the Naga realm. Here Vidura met and asked the Naga king Varuna, "How did you gain this divine wealth?" The Naga king Varuna answered that it was by his own meritorious actions in his past life as a wealthy man practicing generosity and morality. Vidura said, "You know that your rebirth is a fruit of your meritorious deeds, and even though there are no renunciants or ascetics in the Naga realm to make offerings to, you can still build merit by having love and compassion to all those in the Naga realm, not harming anyone in speech or actions. If you do this, and after death, you will gain the Dewa realm higher than the Naga realm." King Naga Varuna was deeply impressed by the Dhamma teaching and asked Vidura to meet Queen Vimala. Queen Vimala asked how Vidura, knowing that he was in such danger, how could he not be scared of death? He answered that he'd never done any evil, therefore he wasn't scared of death. He had Dhamma and wisdom as his support, therefore he wasn't scared of any dangers. Queen Vimala was deeply satisfied by Vidura's wisdom and Dhamma. The King Varuna said that this wisdom is the true heart of a sage, not the physical heart that is of flesh and blood. So, satisfied, the king gave his daughter Irandati to Punaka, who was happy and pleased, in body and mind, through the teachings that he had received. Punaka took Vidura back to King Dhananjaya, and Vidura gave a recount of the whole story to him. We can see that the Dhamma is the highest. Whichever individual has Dhamma and wisdom will not waver in the face of dangers and will be able to overcome all obstacles. By virtue and wisdom, by giving the teaching of Dhamma to others, that is showing the truth with wisdom. This is the Satcha Parami, the perfection of truthfulness of the Buddha when he was practicing as a Bodhisattva. May we take these teachings to contemplate and to keep building our goodness, growing more and more until we reach Nibbana. Then our hearts will have eternal happiness, free from all suffering. If we live in the human realm, then we'll have happiness and suffering always interchanging. We need to be possessed of much mindfulness. Whoever maintains a lot of mindfulness will be able to have only little suffering. May you all be determined in your practice. May you all grow in blessings.